The deadly shooting of an unarmed black teenager last summer in Ferguson, Missouri, sparked protests and demonstrations across the country. While many people marched in the streets, many others responded through art. Seattle artist Davida Ingram doesn't work with paint or clay. Ingram says her medium is people. She likes to bring them together to think and talk about subjects like race and gender and justice. Marcy Silman went to see an exhibition of Ingram's work at the Northwest African American Museum in Seattle. She asked Davida Ingram why she called the exhibit Eyes to Dream.
During the time of 2013 to 2015, like many people, I was thinking about what it means to be black in the United States and what it means to dream about justice. And we talk a lot about social justice, but for me it just really means how do you have a love ethic in a society, and it has different permutations, and race is one of them.
What do you mean by a love ethic?
I think it means the practices and the demeanor that you have around love. Because sometimes, as much as I believe in words like social justice and racial justice, I also think it just really simply means how do you love one another in a society where there are definitely spaces and gaps that would make it hard to do so. I love that James Baldwin says you really can't love someone if you're not willing to look at and question your assumptions about what they are and who they are. And a lot of my work is how do you get to the human dimension that every black person inhabits but may not always be a part of their experiences and their lived experiences, especially in America.
As you come through the door, just the way that it's positioned, the first thing you see is what looked like, to me, paper wings floating.
Yeah, I think that there is a certain celestial quality.
Let's walk over there a second, because there's an essay, and then there is what I take as a poem, a catechism. Could you read a catechism?
Yeah, sure. So it starts off, a catechism. If they were all like you, I would like them. This is not a compliment. How do you get your hair like that? You must have to work on it all night. Yes, I do, every minute. Do you have to use a lawnmower to cut your hair? It depends on the day, and it just goes on.
And I do think that there is a breathtaking way that when racism crops up in your life, it's always something completely absurd. It's like not, it's not simple, it's not easy, it's normally really ridiculous.
I'm talking to Davida Ingram, and we're in Eyes to Dream, a project room, which is at the Northwest African American Museum. You called Barbara Earl Thomas the civil rights generation. You're the post-civil rights generation. What does that mean to you when you think about things that you want to create, things you want to talk about?
I'll personalize it. I was born in 1976, so I'm 38. And I remember being a little girl when the Martin Luther King holiday was not a federal holiday. And my mom was a school teacher, so she would boycott and she would take his birthday off and she would have us sit in our bedroom and listen to vinyl records of his speeches. And if we complained that we got a day off school but we had to do history, she would really school us. You know, now that I'm older, when I think about diasporic cultures, what it really is having this mantle and having the sense of received knowledge around what your community has been through. So if my mom didn't make that connection for me as a little girl, I don't know how I would have made sense of the world that I live in. And I'm a youth worker, so a lot of times, you know, I work with young people. And I always say leave room for new identities because my mom and I do not do blackness the same way. And I probably encourage everybody to understand that most people do their identities in really personal ways. I think race is geopolitical, and I'll unpack that a little bit. My mom grew up in a really small town called Palestine, Arkansas. She's one of eight kids. She's the baby. She's the only one that really didn't have to pick cotton. And we would spend our summers on my grandparents' farm, and they actually owned their land, and they lived in an all-black town that was kind of, if you've read Paradise by Toni Morrison, that sounds very much like kind of the way they had autonomy, but they were in the middle of segregated society. I grew up in Chicago, and Seattle is actually, in terms of just experientially, the only time that I lived in a place where I was a real racial minority. And that
has been a trip for me.
Let's walk over, because you mentioned cotton, and tell me what we're seeing.
I have a secular vision for communion, and so I kind of feel like the installations that are in this room are me meditating on femininity, historical commodities that are deeply tied to people and oppression. So when you think about salt, when you think about cotton, who's producing those things? How do they get in their processed form?
And so we actually, I believe these are real cotton bowls, yeah?
Yeah, so that's raw cotton, and it was part of a broader performance that I did at a historical house museum in the Central District. The images that you see were taken from vignettes of that performance.
One thing that's really amazing when you walk in this room is the smell.
I wanted it to smell like being
like
close
the sea.
To water. Yeah, being close to water and the sea.
I'm talking to Davida Ingram, and we're in the middle of Eyes to Dream, her project room at the Northwest African American Museum. So there's something to see, something to hear, because you guys hear a soundtrack in the background, and definitely something to smell, but I don't think anything to taste.
Yeah. Someone might lick that salt. Who knows?
Okay. You are an artist. You are an organizer. You're a convener. But you also called, I think you called yourself a social worker.
I call myself an artist with a social practice a lot. I think there is an imagination of what an artist is, where like you're someone who's in a studio who's sculpting or painting, and that my medium is maybe people. Mm-hmm. And in that sense, most of my work is, what are our relationships to one another? How can they be transformed in really beautiful ways? And then how do we stay beautifully connected? I think if you inhabit any of the margins, one of the things you struggle with is being unimaginable to people in power. So one of the most transformative things you can do as an artist is to help train people's eyes to see differently, and that is a very big thing. But also to make yourself imaginable to yourself. I love all my friends who make me stop and reconsider my human dimensions, because sometimes I forget them too. And a lot of my art actually helps me do that.
Seattle artist C. Davida Ingram speaking with Marcy Silman. Ingram's show, Eyes to Dream, a project room, is at the Northwest African American Museum in Seattle. That's through July 5th.